Exclusive, Andy Biggs, Biden could bring 30,000 illegal aliens to U.S. border every day with end of Title 42. By John Binder on April 10, 2022. Representative Andy Biggs, R. Oz, says President Joe Biden could potentially entice 20,000 to 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to the United States-Mexico border every day if he follows through on plans to end the Title 42 public health authority. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has announced that Biden will end Title 42 on May 23. The authority, which serves as a border control measure, has allowed federal immigration officials to quickly return nearly 2 million illegal aliens to their native countries over the last 2 years. Biden officials have admitted that they expect up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to arrive at the southern border every month, the equivalent of Mesa, Arizona's resident population. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Saturday, Biggs said he predicts illegal immigration to be even worse than what Biden officials are admitting. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Andy Biggs, R. Oz, April 9, 2022. Right now, the Department of Homeland Security number is about 8,000 people a day illegally entering our country, Biggs said. DHS's number, they say it's going to be 18,000 a day. I personally think it's going to be 20,000 to 30,000 a day. Cartels are already advertising to put together caravans to come across. Our communities are going to be overrun. Last year, 800,000 people illegally snuck into the country. They were not apprehended, they were the gotaways. We don't know who they are, where they are from, what their intentions are, Biggs continued. It's going to be dramatic, he said. As for Biden's reasoning, Biggs said he believes ending Title 42 is a political ploy for Democrats to pack the U.S. with as many border crossers and illegal aliens as possible ahead of the midterm elections in November, where Republicans are expected to win majorities in the House and Senate. I think the rationale here is, they're trying to get this open and bring in as many people as they can before they lose the majority in the House and Senate, Biggs said. I think this is a political ploy, it's meant to happen. They campaigned on an open border. If you think it's bad now, the tsunami that's coming is going to be overwhelming, he said. Biggs also gave an in-depth peek into Biden's expansive catch-and-release network, where the administration works with taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to bus and fly border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. I get stuff from my friends that are in the Border Patrol. I got one, I think 2 months ago. And he said just put 76 kids on a plane out of Arizona going to a facility, and he said that 75 of them tested for COVID-19, Biggs said. They just put them on the plane anyway, they're unaccompanied minors. That's what's happening. They don't test on the border unless there are actual signs and symptoms of COVID-19, he said. They don't even test them. As Breitbart News reported, Biden is looking to expand his catch-and-release network with the end of Title 42. That vision includes transforming the border into a mere checkpoint where border crossers and illegal aliens are processed at DHS facilities before being released into the U.S. interior with orders to report to federal immigration officials at a later date. Part of that network includes providing border crossers and illegal aliens with free cell phones, the White House confirmed last week, before they are released into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.